This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, the Senate is considering revising how the Food and Drug Administration is funded. Specifically, lawmakers are looking at how the agency pays for the evaluation of new drugs. Since 1992, the FDA has gotten part of that money from drug makers. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on why drug companies started paying user fees and whether the arrangement is working.
When David Kessler became commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration almost two decades ago, he faced a big problem.
Let me take you back to the early 1990s. The median drug review time for the average drug was about 33 months.
That was way too long, Kessler says. If you were sick in this country and wanted access to the latest medications, you would have been better off living in Europe. And AIDS patients were dying with few treatment options.
We're 7 days, 11 hours away from taking control of the FDA.
That's from a 1988 meeting in New York. Frustrated AIDS activists made plans to storm the agency the following week to press for speedier approval of drugs.
All right, we still have a lot to move on, but let's rehearse a chant. Treatment now! Treatment now! Treatment now!
And the drug companies weren't happy with the long drug approval lag time either. Fewer drugs on the market meant less profit. With no one in favor of the status quo, FDA Commissioner David Kessler asked his staff if they could do quicker reviews.
And the answer I got was, Commissioner, do you want it fast or do you want it right?
Kessler needed more drug reviewers, but he couldn't get the money from Congress to pay for them. So with some hesitation, he adapted an approach that had been used by some other agencies during the Reagan years.
We took an idea to the pharmaceutical industry. You pay a user fee on an application, and we will agree to review that application within a defined period of time, and that period of time that we set out was 12 months.
The pharmaceutical industry at first was leery. They didn't trust that paying hefty fees would lead to speedier reviews, but they accepted it as a temporary fix. Alan Goldhammer is in charge of regulatory affairs for the leading drug industry trade group.
We could clearly look at the results, and then when it came up for a renewal, if the promise wasn't kept, we could say, well, it was a good experiment, but it just didn't work, and walked away from it.
In 1992, the Pharmaceutical Drug User Fee Act went into effect, and it's been renewed twice since then. Today, user fees account for about a fifth of the agency's total budget. And Kessler says no one complains about the drug lag now.
It worked. The average review time came down from 33 months to less than 12 months.
But critics such as Harvard's Jerry Avorn would like to see the government pay the full amount for reviews.
The user fees have pretty much transformed the culture at FDA. The sense now is we report to the industry, they pay our salaries, we had better be quick on these approvals.
Avorn cites a study that shows that a drug approval made just in time to meet a user fee deadline is more likely to have safety problems. But Kessler cites three other studies that show no such problems. There's one thing the two men agree on. The agency's focus on user fees and on quickly considering new drug applications has sucked money and effort away from the FDA's other vital activities. Again, David Kessler.
Other parts of the agency, post-market surveillance, food safety, the field resources, those areas of the agency suffered.
Senators also want the FDA to beef up its monitoring of drugs already on the market. How would they fund that? In part by having drug companies pay even higher fees. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.